Yeah, I was thinking some more about the bag. Very difficult bag. And look, maybe we have enough intellectual equipment at this point to maybe attempt something with the bag. So what's the bag? The bag paskins that, there's a lotion in front of me, but anybody have the bag of any sister? Maybe they have a microphone. Bag says, Hilchasa, it's Bag in the Simon Yidalev. Hilchasa, Avi placed the Beshlesha Tvachim, Ben Besukha Gleil, Ben Besukha Kana. Avi is Gimel Tvachim, doesn't matter what size the Sukh is. Less than Gimel doesn't pass them, more than Gimel passes. Gimel and more passes. Schach Basel, place will be Arbo with Arbo Tvachim, Besukha Kana. Schach Basel, the Shia of Schach Basel, is 4 Tvachim by Yisukha Kana. If anybody's sitting in a Baish Nifchas, that if the Dalet Amos can place them in the Schach, it's okay. It's no good, less than Dalet Amos, it is good. My time with Amin and Doifin Akumah. Pochus and Dalet Amos, Sheriff, because they're called Pochus and Dalet Amos, Amin and Chazla Doifin command the Mikrova Lagabi Schach Bam. But it works with Doifin Akumah, and then it's Hezbro Doifin Akumah, that the Doifin is Mishchaya for the Schach. So, in the Bahagia, there's three Nikudas. Each one of which is problematic. First, the thing itself, that the Bahag says that the Shir, Schach Posel, the Sukhakana, is Dalet Tvachim. Dalet Tvachim. I always thought the Shir, Schach Posel, the Sukhakana, is Gimel Tvachim. How we had earlier in the Gemara of Bayos and Zion of the Bays, the Gemara says that by a sukkah kana, Avir and Schach Basel was Shabbos Shirayim. So Rashi says they both for the Shir of Gimel Tvachim, not for the Teres Lavo. The Gemara Dakhi Tessim with Aleph says that Schach Basel by sukkah kana is Gimel Tvachim. That's one of the Tvachim of Masal Yisim in a sukkah. If Aishi is Pshat and Masal Yisim in a sukkah, Schach Basel, Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim by sukkah kana. Here the Bahagana says that the Shir Schach Basel, the Sukkotana, is Dalet Tvachim. That's number one. Number two. It's Meduik in the Bahag. That he says that the Shir of Schach Basel, the Sukkotana, is Dalet Tvachim. It's Meduik that the Sukkotana, it's a bigger Shir. What's the bigger Shir in Dalet Tvachim and Dalet Amos? It's Meduik in the Bahag. That by a sukkah dolo, the shear is dalad amos. The means of the bag is fastening like whom? If the bag is fastening, the sukkah dolo, the shear is half possible is dalad amos. Not machad, doesn't say only bems and only minatzad, not bemsis. Ben bems and ben minatzad, the shear is dalad amos. Who's that like? Like Rabba. Or like the Mishnah Basra of Rab. Like Rab and the Mishnah Basra. If that's the Rosh. The Rosh quoted that way from the Bahag. The Rosh said that the Bahag asking like Rav and Mishnah Basra, since the Goyim hold that the Halach is always like Mishnah Basra, and Rav and Shmuel, the Halach is like Rav. So the Rosh quoted from the Bahag that the Halach is like Rav, that Ben Ben said Ben Ben Hatzad, the Shir Schach Basra, the Bedal Adams. The Rosh doesn't say where it says in the Bahag. This is the deal. I think I mentioned the other day that I found in Shulis Rav Natunoi Goyim. I looked in Vailan. I found in Shulis Rav Natunoi Goyim that he makes this deal in the Bahag. But the Bahag said that the Shir by Sukkot Kana is Dalet Tvachim. So we'll do it, but that's only by Sukkot Kana. By Sukkot Kana is the biggest Shir. What's the biggest Shir? From the next Shir up, from Dalet Tvachim is Dalet Amos. So the Rabbi Tzuroi says, Rab, not Tzuroi Goy, you see the Bahag passing like Rab and Melishna Basra, that the Shir of Schach Basel is the Dalet Amos. So that's number two. That's Meduik and Bahag. This is already not a Kashan Bahag. This is talking about what the Rosh, the Itter, is. He said Vashem the Bahag, that the Shir is Dalet Amos. So by Sukkah Kana, the Shir is Dalet Tvachim. By Sukkah Gdoyu, the Shir is Dalet Amos. Ben Ben, so Ben Ben Hatzad. The Pela Godel is that but the next line in the back is that by Shenifchas Pesichach Al Gabo, the Shir, the Mishnah says that if it's Dalet Amos is possible, says the Bahag Al Soif Nakuma. If you're passing like Rabbah, or like the Rabbah in the Lishna Kama, that Schach Possel, he's Dalet Amos Yimah Be'emsa, then you don't have to come out to Doif Nakuma. That was the whole first of the Sugyan Amaral. That Mishnah Doif Nakuma Nogavo means that the Shir Be'emsa is not Dalet Amos. That was the Shach Levitaya between the Rabban Devei Rabba and Rabba. Rabba said the Shir. I see in the Mishnah the Shir is Schach Possel is Dalet Amos, even Be'emsa. And they said, no, Be'emsa the Shir is Dalet Fokam, I the Mishnah says Dalet Amos, Mishnah Doif Nakuma Nogavo. Here we have the steer mamish minei ubei in the back. Hella gol. Steer minei ubei, tochidei dibur in the back. First he says, the shir by sukkah ketan is dalet tochim, hobe sukkah gedoil is mashma shir dalet amas. As the kagmeidim and medayim. And the next breath, he says that the reason why by shenifchas, the shir is dalet amas, is because of doifan akuma. Well, you have to come out to doifan akuma, even by emtsu the shir is dalet amas. These are the problems in the back. So let's go one by one. First of all, copy the Eretz Meshitas of Ahag, that the Shir Shach Posel by Sukkah Ketano is Dalet Tvachim and not Gimel Tvachim. So this, the Bahag, is not a Yochid Badolet. There's another, this, we have somebody else who also holds that the Shir Shach Posel by Sukkah Ketano is Dalet Tvachim. Anybody know? Ben Chanan? That's the Shitra Ben Chanan on Asugah. When Chanan Ayla Gemara, the Gemara says that the Shavu Shir Ayla, the Gemara says the beginning of the Sugya, that the Gemara asked that why is Chach Posel not Mestarif with Aver? Because by Shavu Shir Ayla, we find that sometimes it is Shavu Shir Ayla by Sukkah Ketan, it's Shavu Shir Ayla. So Rashi says that's not Loch Avada how we hold that Shavu Shir Ayla means Gimel Tvachim, but the Shir is Chach Posel by Sukkah Ketan is Gimel Tvachim. But then Chanan says no, the Shir is Chach Posel by Sukkah Ketan is Dalet Tvachim. I say, what does the Gemara mean? It's Shavu Shir Ayla. So Rebbe Chanan learns Pshat in the Gemara that Shavu Shir Ayla means not that they have the same Shir, but the Shir is denominated in the same denomination, Tvachim, not an Amis. Because Rebbe Chanan learns that we say that the two Shirim are not Mestarif, it's only if one is its voice and one is Tvachim, or one is Tvachim and one is Amis, then they're not Mestarif. But Tvachim and Mestarif for the Shir Agon. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How come Rabbi said that, and that's how he learns Rabbah. Rabbah's kasha. That's how he learns Rabbah's kasha. The bone and Rab. Rabbah's official melody. The Shir Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos. I understand it's not Mestarif with Avir because this is Amos and this is Tvachim. But according to you, that the Shir is Dalet Tvachim and Avir. That's how I didn't get the Gemara. I guess the Gemara is that it's Mishum Haflogah. Mali's Talad Mishach Posul. Mali's Talad Mishach Posul with Avir. You know, when he quotes the Gemara, he says that the Gemara's kasha was Mishum melody. It's Amos and Tvachim. It's not Mestarif. But according to you, it's Tvachim and Tvachim. Tvachim and Tvachim should be Mestarif. So in that, the Gemara asks back to Rabba. You see by Sukkah Ketana, that even according to you, Rabba, by Sukkah Ketana, it's all Tvachim. So it should be Mitztarif. The Gemara answers, it's Botz Hashur, the Sukkah. The Rebbe Chanan says that if you have Dalet Tvachim, it's Botz Hashur, because most of the Sukkah Ketana is now Schach Posel. Anyway, the Kitzur, Rebbe Chanan holds that the Shir of Schach Posel, like the Bahag, apparently it's a Shittas HaGoyim, that the Shir of Schach Posel by Sukkah, Rebbe Chanan's not exactly from the Goyim, but he's Korob to the Gaim. You see that this is the Shita. This is the Shita that Schach Posel is with Dalet Tvachim, and the Gemara that says Shavu Shir Ayla just means that they're both Tvachim. The problem is, why does more like it? Yes. So that Agamemnon, you were with Tirasto, or the Agamemnon, you were with that. Why does more like it? Yes. The more like it says that Psal Yitzim in the Sukkah, Rav Yishi says, Lo Yitzchicha, El Schach Posel Tvachim, and Gimel Tvachim, and Sukkah Kam. You see, the Shir is Gimel Tvachim, not Dalet Tvachim. So what could we say? Hakket to the Mor Dakites. And by the way, you can't say in the Mor Dakites. Maybe we could say maybe they had a different gears in Dakites. Maybe in Dakites there was Dalet Tvachim. But it can't be because the Gemara over there asks. Rav Yishai said, "Psal Yisim in a Sukkah leNitzchah el Eschach Posel Tvachim mi Gimel Tvachim beSukkah Ketana." Frech the Gemara, lo yehei el Avir. It's the Chiddush. Lo yehei el Avir. Avir is already the Gimel Tvachim, doesn't pass. So the Gemara answers, Zem et Sarah, Pishen and Tachtum. Zem et Sarah, Ben Yishen and Tachtum. Rashi learns, it means that by Avir, Mitztarev, and Zem Yishen and Tachtum, and by Sach Posel, it's a bigger Chiddush, it's Mitztarev, Ben Yishen and Tachtum. Taisu wants to learn Pakev. The end Taisu is Chayzat, Teratum, and learns like Rashi. But it's Mufush, not Gemara, we're talking about Gimel Tochum. We're talking about Dalet Tochum. What's Ma'abe? Lehei La'abe. What do you mean Lehei La'abe? Here's Dalet Tochum, there it's Gimel. It's Mukuch, the Gishon Gemara is like we have it. It's Gimel Tochum. So it's a very Shin Gemara. But it's Chachpos, so it's the Gimel Tochum. Besukha Ketana. So maybe we can say, I'm working first with the smaller question. The big question is to steer type of the deep into the Haggad. First, let's chip away the other questions, or at least the final. Maybe we can say Eitzel. Maybe the Pshad is that, of course, the Shir Besukha Ketana is Dalet Tochum, like Rabbeinu Chananel of the Haggad said. But Dalet Tochum is any Shein Tachim. Maybe the Chiddush of Gimel Tochum is that it's a Shein Tachim. So as far as it goes, that could be. Maybe that's the Emes. Still, that's the Emes. If you do that, that's the other way out. We're going to have to live it. That's the way we have to live. The Shia Be'etzim is Dalet Tochum. But Dalet Tochum is still in Yishen HaTachtov. You want to get to the Yishen HaTachtov. Zem is Tarif for Yishen HaTachtov. That's only the Gimel Tochum.
Rabbeinu Chananel there used to say, that goes to tell him,
we'll come back, we'll see Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is very, very strange. Rabbeinu Chananel is altogether problematic, and we'll see, maybe. But on Kapanim, let's just say, maybe that's the shot. Dalet Tochum is any Shein HaTachtov. Gimel Tochum is already Shein HaTachtov. The problem is that if you're going to learn that Gimel Tochum is a Shein HaTachtov, then Al Korchach, what's going to be the thing by Abir Pachos and Gimel? Any Shein HaTachtov. Because the Gemara says, Zem is Tarif, Zem is Tarif. Zem is Tarif, Shein HaTachtov, Zem is Tarif, any Shein HaTachtov. So we have a choice. Learn like Rashi, means Abir is not Yishen and Tachtav, Schach Bosu is Yishen and Tachtav. Learn like Pesach, means the other way around. But it's one or the other.
One over here is the Shir.
What?
One over here is Shir.
Why not what?
It's the Shir. Less than 3 year old is Yishen and Tachtav.
So maybe at the end, but Chor, the Pesach, how we merge, we're asking Abir. We're asking Schach Bosu from Abir. Fake the Mer, Lohei El Abir. So when it says Zem is Tarif, Yishen and Tachtav, Zem is Tarif, Yishen and Tachtav. Chor it means. See, maybe you're right. But the Chumim means either Abir or Schach Pasul. One or the other is Yishen and Tachtav, and the other one is Ein Yishen and Tachtav. So in Sfar, it's hard to understand. If, in fact, the Shir of Schach Pasul is Dalet Tochum, even by Sukkot Ketana, but by Gimel Tochum, you get something else, you get Yishen and Tachtav. That's what you get by being Pochus and Gimel. Pochus and Dalet already doesn't pass the Sukkot. Pochus and Dalet already doesn't pass the Sukkot Ketana. Pochus and Gimel, you get something, then you're Marviach, but now it's Yishen and Tachtav. What does Pochus and Gimel have that Pochus and Dalet doesn't have? But that's the Shir Schach Pasul, that's the Shir. But now the Shir Schach Pasul, that's him is Dalet Tochum. The Pasul of Sukkah, the Shir is Dalet Tochum. So Tochus, so what is, but it's still Ein Yishen HaTachtov. So what changes when you go below Gimel Tochum? The Chor, what changes now it's Lovod. It's very hard. If Lovod allows me, if the only reason why I could be Yishen HaTachtov is because it's Lovod, so why is Adar any different? Why is Adar any Yishen HaTachtov? Meaning, anyway, he's Hester, even if he Poshuk Shach in the Gemara, the way Rashi is. Abir is Ein Yishen HaTachtov, Schach Posel is Yes Yishen HaTachtov. Why is that so? So we have to say, Schach Posel Samuel becomes more part of the Sukkah. More part of the Sukkah than Abir. It's not just Lovod. It has a mile over and above Lovod. It becomes part of the Schach. They will say it here also. Pachos Negimel, it's Lovod plus it becomes part of the Schach. But it's a little bit harder now because now you're saying that any Pochus Midalit is able to, it doesn't pass it. So why doesn't that become part of the Schach? If it doesn't pass it, let it become part of the Schach. Elamai, you can't because you need Lovod. If you need Lovod, so it's Lovod that allows you to sleep under. We'll have to say there's some kind of synergy, Lovod plus Schach Posel, that allows me to be Shein HaTachtov. Maybe it is that way, but that's hard, it's hard to understand what's exactly with Tzir Pedvarim. Schach Posel, less than Dalit Pochum would be good. It is good, less than Dalit Pochum. It's any Shein HaTachtov. Go below Gimel, now you have the Maila of it being Schach Posel, Pachas Midalid, plus Lovod. So that already is a Shein HaTachtov. Whereas Abir is only Lovod, without the Maila being Schach Posel, Pachas Midalid. It needs a Hezbollah. That's the Shach. Anyway, the Iker problem in the Ba'ad is the Stira between, these are the less acute problems. The main problem of the Bahad is the problem is this here. The one that he says the Shir, the Sukkah Gedolah is Bedalat Tochum. The Shir is Schach Posel. Sukkah Khan is Dalit Fakut, Hubba Sukkah Gadol is Dalit Amis, like the Rosh in the back. And yet, he himself says that by Bayesh and Nifchas, it works with Daifin HaKumam. If the Shir is Dalit Amis, even by Emsa, then why in the world would I eat Daifin HaKumam in that side? That's the real challenge in the Ba'at. So Lechayra, we have Mamash such a black and white steer in the Ba'at. Says the Shia Dalit Amis by Sukkah Gadol Afilu with the Emsa, and the Brit actually correct. He says the Dalit Amis when Atzad works with Daifin Akum. The Chayyur, what's Mispakish over here to say, is that the Bahag holds that the Shia Dalit Amis by Emsa also is with Daifin Akum. That's also Daifin Akum at the Kedil. I will could be the husband of Dalit, but you're talking about Emsah Sukkah, how can we be Daifin HaKumah by Emsah Sukkah? So what could be the answer? Just with the stuff, with the things that we've talked about. I want to go one step at a time. Let's see if this takes us anywhere. Maybe we're going to go, maybe we'll go into it, maybe we'll be there, but let's see. Use our imagination. How can we understand this? Rabbi Menachem Arnold says on the one hand that the Shia is Chachbos with the Emsah Dalit Amis. On the other hand, he says that Bayesh and Nifchas works with Daifin HaKumah. He's Kaimish Nehat Ramallah. I want to suggest, can we do anything with this? And maybe Daifin HaKumah works even when you have Dalit Amis for Emsa, maybe it's also kosher within Daifin HaKumah. How could that be? Talking about you have to be married. So with the Emsa, you may be very far away from the Daifin. You're talking about the Daifin HaKumah that's going to have to stretch, who knows, 10, 20, 30 Amis until you get to the Dalit Amis for the Emsa. How could that possibly be Daifin HaKumah that could be? One of us in life. What? Right. Last week we worked. I was mitzayik in the Gemara. Shnei stinim mitzayikim. What do you need to see? Shnei stinim mitzayikim. Without amis from that side. What do you need to see? Without see, two stinim. You can't say daifin akumim more than dalat amis. And even if you don't have two stinim, if you only have one sadin, but the sadin lechatchila is two amis away from the daifin. You have two amis next to the daifin's chakosha, and then you have a sadin. You also have dalat amis. You also can't say daifin akumim. What does it mean, Shnei Stinim Mitzarfim? So I want to say about that that Dalit Amis is not a shiur in how far Daifin HaKumah goes. It's not a shiur in the flexibility of the Daifin. It's a shiur in the Chatzitza. Based on the Tzrichasun Amar Aleph. The Gemara had a Tzrichasun. What do you mean, all three cases of Daifin HaKumah? Gemara said, well, I would have said, maybe only say Daifin HaKumah when you have Tzchach Kosher, just as Tassav Leim and Ossi, then you can say Daifin HaKumah. But when it's Chach Posel Be'etzim, maybe then you don't say Daifin HaKumah. And the Ritual was Masbir. Because Chach Posel Be'etzim is Chaitzitz Me'oid. So when it's Chaitzitz Me'oid, maybe you don't say Daifin HaKumah. So what do you connect them? So what's that? So when you see in the Shichazo, that the bigger the Chatzitza, the harder it is to say Daifin HaKumah. So I suggested, maybe that's Pshat, that you need Dalit Amis to see how far Daifin HaKumah could go. Daifin HaKumah could go very far as you want. But the only thing is, if you have Dalit Amis Chach Posel, it's a big Chatzitza, it's Chaitzitz Me'oid. Such a big Chatzitza, you don't say Daifin HaKumah. So I asked him, time. I said, 1 second. So that it should work even by Emsa. So why does it only work on that side? You should be able to say Daifin HaKumah by Emsa. If you have Schach Kosher, and then you have Schach Apostle, less than Dalit Amis. So you only have a Chatzitza less than Dalit Amis, not Chaitzitz Me'oid. Why don't you say Daifin HaKumah? Daifin HaKumah can go as far as you want. So I said, you have to say that the Schach HaKosher is also Chaitzitz. Because the Schach HaKosher on the right side is Chaitzitz, between the Schach HaKosher on the left side from West. So maybe we could say in the Bahag that the Bahag has the same rate without the last part. Without the last knesh, the Schach Kosher is also Chaitzis. That the Bahag holds, no, Schach Kosher is not Chaitzis. The only thing that's Chaitzis is Schach Possum. So maybe we could say Daifin HaKumah even by Dalit Amis Ramesses. And maybe we'll be Yashir, the two, we won't be a steer in a minute canal at all. Schach Possum, the Sukkah Gadol is Dalit Amis. And Takan, he did Daifin HaKumah. Like it says, Bayesh and Nifchas. So we'll see if there's going to be problems here. But let's just see that's the first intuition over here. And maybe that's the way to deal with the Rebbein Chanala. Rebbein Chanala holds you can talk and say Daifin HaKumah more than Dalit Amis. The only thing is, the Chatzitza has to be less than Dalit Amis.
Maybe this is a really simple issue, but why would you call it
Daifin HaKumah? Well, the Rebbein Chanala, anyway, says, Daifin HaKumah means it moves over. That's anyway how, I mean, the Bahag. The Bahag translated, said the Perish, Daifin HaKumah means. Is it a kinin reish or does it move over? So the Bahag is the Feirish. Daifin HaKumah means that Daifin moves over. So it moves over. It can move over 20 amos. 30 amos, as long as you want. As long as you know the chatzitz of Dalaram. So you can say, Daifin HaKumi, we'll move over the Daifin all the way, the right Daifin, we'll move it all the way past the Schach Kosher, through the Schach Basel, less than Dalaram, which is not so chatzitz, all the way over to the other side, and I'll have a whole sukkah on the other side, and vice versa for both sides. We'll say Daifin HaKumi either way. You want to sit on the right side of the sukkah, we'll move over the left Daifin. You want to sit on the left side of the sukkah, we'll move over the right Daifin. Whatever Daifin we need to move, yes, the Schach HaPosel. As long as left and down arms, we'll be able to say Daifin HaKumi. The Maaseh is a Rebbech here right away. It's Shlomo Chodoshim Oid. And about it's not the Shita of Shmuel. We'll see in a second. But at least in Rav and Mishnah Basra. Same chat in Rav and Mishnah Basra. That Rav says the Shita of Dalaramis is the Emsa. That the Dosu Taifan Akum. There's a Rebbech in the Chayra. Pashas is learning, Pashas is learning Gemara. The Gemara of Aleph said that Rav and Shmuel Dhamma Tivayim Mishnah Taifan Akum and Nogubah. That Rav and Shmuel both said that the Mishnah goes with Taifan Akum. Now in Amid Beis, Rav himself says that the Shita of Dalaramis, even the Emsa. If the Shir Dalaram is Be'emsa, then the Mishnah is not Mishnah Doifin HaKum and Nogubah. So, Pashas you have to learn in the Chanami. The Gemara Amar Aleph that said Mishnah Doifin HaKum and Nogubah, that was Besura Masnu. In the version of the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel both held that the Shir Dalaram is Be'emsa, so Rav and Shmuel died with Divai, Mishnah Doifin HaKum and Nogubah. But in the Mishnah Basra, in the Adol Masnu, that Rav holds that the Shir Be'emsa is Dalaram. So in the Chanami, Lo'olah Rav Me'olam that Mishnah Doifin HaKum and Nogubah. Only Shmuel said it never, it wasn't about. That's the Chor of the Pashas. But the Chanami. Lefi the Bahag, it's not so. Lefi the Bahag, even in Lishna Basra, we don't have to be chazir from that member. Rav and Shmuel, I'm going to write Mishnah Daifin HaKum and Ogubah. Rav also called with Daifin HaKum. And nonetheless, Rav also the Shir Be'emes is Mishnah Dalad Amos. Because Dalad Amos itself is Mishnah Daifin HaKum. Now we need to be madish, this is certainly not the Shita Shmuel. Shmuel holds the Shir Ben says Dal Tochim. And the Shir Minatzad is Dalad Amos. Shmuel obviously holds you only say Dalad Amos, you only say Daifin HaKum and Minatzad, you don't say Daifin HaKum with the Amos. What's in the Kudus HaMachaykes? Say one or two things. Either the Machaykes is around this, whether Schach Kosher is also a Chaytes. Shmuel holds Schach Kosher is also a Chaytes. And Rav holds Schach Kosher is not a chaytzis. Only Schach Posel is chaytzis. But for Shmuel holds, you can't say Daifin HaKumah Be'emsa. You have all that Schach Posel in the middle. You can only say Daifin HaKumah up till Dal Ramis Menatzad. You get there Dal Ramis Menatzad, then you have Schach Posel and Schach Kosher, and it's all Mitzara for the Shir of Dal Ramis. And Rav holds, no, we're only Mitzara for Schach Posel, we're not Mitzara for Schach Kosher. Or Shmuel holds, that Daifin HaKumah, not like the rain that I said last week, the Shmuel Taka holds that Daifin HaKumah Be'etzim only goes to Dalad Amos. Doesn't matter how much chatzitz you have. Shmuel holds the walls are only flexible up to Dalad Amos. And Rav says, no, the walls can go as far as you want, as long as you don't have a chatzitz more than Dalad Amos. Kach and kach. We'll see in a minute. We'll see later maybe if there's a preference. There's also, I think, a relic in the Havana. We have, according to the Bahagat, we have a strange thing. We have three separate shiur. We have a shiur of Gimel Tochum, a shiur of Dalet Tochum, and a shiur of Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is B'sukh Gdol. Shiur B'sukh Gdol is Dalet Amos. The shiur B'sukh Katana is Dalet Tochum. Then we have a shiur of Gimel Tochum that it's Yishenim Tachlif. That's how the Chesh is out, according to the Bahagat. So we need to have fun a little bit. How do we have all this multiplicity of shiur? No, Umoli the Bahag is one. There's a Shir Dalad Amos according to Rav, Shir Dalad Tochum according to Shmuel, and then there's Lobot. You might not take your test. It's Lobot. Shein Tachlo. That's the Besuk and Tani. You need Lobot, and that's not a Shir Mitzvah the Schach Posel. That's a Shir in the Zion Al Zion. So you need Botzel and Shir the Schach, like the Gemara says on top of the Omer. According to the Bahag, we have an embarrassment of Shir. We have one Shir for Sukkot Doyel. It's Dalad Amos, the Emsir. Then we have a Shir by Sukkot Tani and Dalad Tochum. That's Mitzharef and Yishen and Tachtov. And then, Pachas Mi'imu is Mitzharef and Yishen and Tachtov. So it's Mitzharef, how do you have so many different Shiur? Look, what I'm saying is very Mishmach. Dalad Amos is a Shiur of Daifin HaKumah. Even the entrance is Shir Leichen Akuma. That's a Shir Balamas. By Sukkah Ketana, you can't say Leichen Akuma. For a simple reason. You can't say Leichen Akuma by Sukkah Ketana, because by Sukkah Ketana, what's going to happen if you say Leichen Akuma? There's no Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be Zion. It's like, that's the definition of Sukkah Ketana. It's too small to say Leichen Akuma. Because anyway, the definition of Sukkah Ketana, Linyan Asim, it's too small to say Leichen Akuma. If you're going to move the Leichen over, then you're not going to have Zion. So by Sukkah Ketana, you can't say Leichen Akuma. So then we go down to the next shir, Dalet Tochim. What's Dalet Tochim? Dalet Tochim is a shir chatzitzah. Less than Dalet Tochim is not chaitzitz. It's not. You don't have to move any tfanis. The shir mokum, the shir chatzitzah is Dalet Tochim. The same as in the Sukkah Gedolah. In the Sukkah Gedolah also, that's the shir chatzitzah. It's not lovud, and it's not kamisha enoi. Tzchach posel is there. Not to be shame, like, but it doesn't possibly suit the Kana. So here, that needs a Hezbollah. Yeah?
You just said that
Dalet
Tochim is a Shechatzitza.
No, Dalet Tochim, the Chatzitz, Dalet Amis is a Chatzitzum, is Chatzitz Ma'oyim, that I can't even say Dalet Tochim. Dalet Amis is the limit how far Dalet Tochim can get past the Chatzitz. It's so Chatzitz. It's a Chatzitz Ma'oyim, that Dalet Amis, Dalet Tochim can't remedy. So you can't say Daifan Akuma to take care of a Chatzitzum Gdolah with Dalet Amos. So if you can't say Daifan Akuma, so then even a Chatzitzum Ketana is Chatzitzum. The smallest Chatzitzum, Dalet Amos is a Mokum Choshev. Suppose you try. Dalet Amos is a Mokum Choshev, like the Mitzvah spoke out. Dalet Tochim is also a Mokum, not a Mokum Choshev. But Rosh Hashanah only means Dalet Tochim. Dalet Amos is a Choshev Mokum. Dalet Tochim is a Mokum, that's not so Choshev. So Dalet Amos is the limit. That's a chaytis ma'id. It's a mokum choshev. So daifan akuma can't get past a mokum choshev of dalet amos. So by sukkah tana you can go up to dalet amos. You can say daifan akuma. By sukkah tana you can't say daifan akuma. So then, not only dalet amos chaytis, but even a chaytis tana, even the dalet tochim is chaytis. That's the smallest mokum. So less than dalet tochim is not a mokum at all. Not a mokum at all. It's not a chaytis in a sukkah tana. And here we have to speak out. Okay, so it's not a chatzitza, but where's your Zion on Zion? Why isn't it botzalei shiurim? Rashi holds, so the poshut and Agis in the Gemara, is that by Sukkah Ketana the shiur is gimel tochim. Because less more than gimel tochim, says the Gemara, it's botzalei shiur the schach. It's botzalei shiur the sukkah. If you have more than three tochim, schach possible in the middle of your Sukkah Ketana, then you don't have Zion on Zion of schach. So how could it have been a chananel, how can the Ba'ad, and even a chananel for that matter, how can they say the shiur is dalet tochim by Sukkah Ketana? Where's your Zion of Zion of Schach? Less than Dalet Tochim. Maybe it's not a Chatzitza, but it's not Kimishaino, it's not Lobot. I think the answer is that the Bahad holds and the Rebbeinu Chanan holds that Zion of Zion is not a Shir in the Schach, it's a Shir in the Rishus of the Sukkah itself. I don't care if it's Schach or Zion of Zion. I need that the floor should be Zion of Zion. So you can't say Daifan Akuma in a Sukkah Tana, because Daifan Akuma is going to be mimic the floor space. So that you can't do. But Dalet Tochim is fine. Less than Dalet Tochim is not a chatzitz in the schach. So you have one schach. The schach has tfanas from Yigimel Stodim. It's not shnei schachos. It's one schach. And fine. And it's as long as it's not a chatzitz, you're good. I love Zion of Zion of schach. You don't need that Zion of Zion of schach. You have Zion of Zion. The Shir Zion of Zion was never said in the schach. The Shir Zion of Zion was said in the Mokum HaSukkah. The Mokum HaSukkah is Zion of Zion. So that's the Shir of Dalet Tochim. But it's still ain yishenim tachtuv, because at the end of the day, it's not kimi she'enay, it's kimi she'enay. So you can't sleep under it. That's not my schach. The schach is not the pochus, it's not the schach posel pochus midalit. The schach posel pochus midalit doesn't shter the schach, because it's not a chatzitzo, but it is not the schach itself. So you can't be yishenim tachtuv, you have to be yishenim somewhere else. And then there's another shia, that's the modafi test, pochus miyimel. Pochus miyimel is lovet kimi she'enay. It's kimi she'enay, then it becomes part of the schach as yishenim tachtuv. If Dalet Tochim doesn't pass the Schach, Pochus Midalet already doesn't pass the Schach. So what is Pochus Migimel any better? Because Kamisha Eilei is Lovet, that's why it's Yishen and Tachtov. So it means the reason why it's Yishen and Tachtov, Lovet makes Yishen and Tachtov. If Lovet makes Yishen and Tachtov, then Abba should also be Yishen and Tachtov. So how do you learn the Mordafi test? Is Zem and Starif Yishen and Tachtov? Is Zem and Starif Yishen and Tachtov? should be the same. What do you mean? Avrova, they're both the same. So the emes is the Rabbi Chanan of Risha. This I start. If you look at Rabbi Chanan on that test, he says one question. It's hard to know what he means. In my Gemara, it's the last two lines in the Rabbi Chanan. By my place, we yotzi koyle mishu mehechsher sukkah. Umesvinin lo lehele avir. Do we ashkhin be paisli sukkah pachas mehemenu? That's the smallest paisul is avir pachas megimu. The chi avir pachas megimu paisul be sukkah ktana. Avir pachas megimu doesn't pass him. It's like, what's the chiddush of vayshu? Chiddush means, what's the chiddush of vayshu? V'dochi rov omar pachas megimu mitztarev yishenim tachtov. Avir pachas megimul is mitzarek yishen and tachtov. Ki dekaimul ki lova domi is lova, so it's yishen and tachtov. So now, what would I expect him to say? If he's learning shachling more than avir yishen and tachtov, that's chach posel pachas megimul is any yishen and tachtov. One has to be yes and one not. That's zem mitzarek is any mitzarek. What does he say? Aval chach posel. Here's these few words I don't know what they mean. B'chal, I think it's a mistake. Mitzarek lo dalad ames min atzad. I don't know what in the world that has to do with dalad ames min atzad. Can't make heads or tails there. Ve'en yishen and tachtov. Kidisnan nosen aleha neser sherochov dalid fochim ksheru uvelbad shlo yishen tachtov. I mean, yeah, it's tachtov told me dalid ames min atzad. But he says, I don't understand this minhag. But he says, I'll show you this chach posel is yishen, is any yishen and tachtov, because the Mishnah says that if you put a neser rochav dalid, it's ksheira, but any yishen and tachtov. Why is it ksheira? It's ksheira absolutely for nakuma. Yes, of course, any yishen and tachtov. And besides which, that's dalid fochem tome fochem megimel. So what does he want? The Nidin of Moshe is talking about chach posel fochem megimel. We're comparing it to Avir. So what are you telling me? Yeah, Zem is tarif yishen, Avir is yishen and tachtov, and Tzach posel is presumably ain't yishen and tachtov, like it says in the Mishnah. Nosan oles nester shirochav dalit tochem. It's ksheira. It's kosher tochem. The Master in Chana passes like shul that the shir dalit tochem normally. So why is the rise in nester shirochav dalit ksheira? I'll sleep in a kumah because it's tarif with dalit ames minatzah. So of course, any shayna tachtov. What does that do with over here? I should tell the Rebbeinu Chanan. So the emissary, I don't really know what to do with the Rebbeinu Chanan exactly. But I see Rebbeinu Chanan has different shakim in the Gemara. Zem estarif yishayna tachtov. Zem estarif any shayna tachtov doesn't mean that avir is yishayna tachtov and tzchach posel focus and gimel is any shayna tachtov, or vice versa. It means that tzchach posel more than gimel tfokim, more than gimel tfokim is any shayna tachtov. But focus and gimel tachtov any shayna tachtov. So I think the pshat has to be. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to explain this, because he's talking about a case of life in the Kumar. I don't know what to do with that. But I think more or less the Pshat has to be in the Bahag, at least, I think the Pshat will be. That the Gemara thought that Rav Oishi's Kiddush is that Schach Posel Tokas Megimel doesn't pass the Sukkah. That's what the Gemara thought. He's telling me Shir and Psul that Schach Posel Tokas Megimel Tokim doesn't invalidate the Sukkah. That's not a Kiddush. Even Avir doesn't invalidate Sukkotan. It's the Chalobot. Of course, even Avir. Sach Pasul is Lobot, the same as Avir is Lobot. Yeah, we already spoke in the past that there's Lobot by Sach Pasul also Pachas Megimel, even though there's stuff there. But in the Hilchos Mechitzah, it's the same Lobot. So the Kitzer, Sach Pasul, Pachas Megimel, that's the worst Kasha. Avir is Lobot. So of course it doesn't pass. Why is Sach Pasul? Where's the Chiddush that Sach Pasul doesn't pass? Of course it doesn't pass. Says the Lord's answer is that Rav Oishia's Chiddush, it's not that Schach Posel doesn't pass it. Rav Oishi's Chiddush is that it's Yishen and Tachtov. That it's Yishen and Tachtov. That Lobot allows it to be Yishen and Tachtov. And here we have to add. And I saw that's his Chiddush. Why do you say it by Schach Posel? Let him say it by Avir. She said, but Avir is Yishen and Tachtov. Why do you say it by Schach Posel? So the answer basically is that he wanted to draw a distinction between Schach Posel, Pachas Megimel, and Schach Posel, Yosef Megimel. That's Chach Posel, Yosef Megimel. It might not invalidate the Sukkah. like he brings a Nesed Dalet, or let's say Pochus Medalet, or when the Mahagel says, Pochus Medalet, other Medalet at the Sukkah, but it's Eini Shein and Taktum. Revoish is coming to be Mechadish, that even those Chachpos of Pochus Medalet doesn't invalidate the Sukkah, but Pochus Megimel is even Yishein and Taktum because it's Lovet, and who had an Avir? So the Zed is Tarab Yishein and Taktum. Again, I don't understand this all the way, I don't see Rebbeinu Chanan all the way. But I see in Rebbeinu Chanan, that Zem is Tarab Yishein and Taktum, Zem is Tarab Eini Shein and Taktum, but doesn't mean Avir versus Chachpos of Pochus Megimel. No, those are both the same. Those are both the shein taktuv. The zem is tarif shein taktuv. Zem is tarif any shein taktuv means schach posul yoisim gimel may not invalidate the sukkah, but it's any shein taktuv. Schach posul pochus migimel is any shein taktuv. That's the zev a zev. And so the Rabbi Nachmanel has to be nitchat. What kind of schach posul are we talking about? That's I'm sorry. No, it's good. I don't know why it's so much like an Akbet and a Kuma with that Pasha. Why did Tom talk about a case of Akbet and a Kuma? He should have said a case of Pochus Medalat Tokum. Rabbi Nachman himself holds Pochus Medalat Tokum doesn't pass the Yom Sukkitan. So he said Pochus Medalat Tokum is Mitztarif Eini Shein Atakum. Pochus Medimul is Mitztarif Eini Shein Atakum. I don't know why Rabbi Nachman gets over here Pablos with Mitztarif Eini Shein Atakum. I don't know. He needs a hazard. But upon him, as far as our scheme of things is concerned, at least I see this much in Rebbeinu Chanan that Itak has a different shot than Zem Estar Fi Shein Atakhtav, Zem Estar Fi Shein Atakhtav. I got Urkhud, there's five parents for this. Shit Saram, and Ram also passes that both Abir and Schach Fossil Pokhaz and Gimel are both Fi Shein Atakhtav. The Yesh and the Ram of Chaim Yesh and the Ram of this Gemara. So that's how you point out. You see Rebbeinu Chanan, the Ram often follows Rebbeinu Chanan. You see Rebbeinu Chanan had a different shot in the Gemara. Akapanam Linyanenu, let's go back to the Bahak. This is what I've got to work out in the back. So the ik and the kud, a lot of what we're doing now is really just to wrap up all the different, all the loose threads. The main vart in Rebbeinu Chananel, just have to work everything else out. The main, what's the word? The main, main driver over here in what I want to say, in, not in Rebbeinu Chananel, in the Bahag. The main kud here in the Bahag is the stira hagzvela, that the Bahag on the one hand passes, that the shir daladamas is even be'emsa. He passes like the lishna basur of Rav, that schach fossil, be'emsa. Sukkah Gedolah is Dalet Amos. And yet he brings, says, Ba'ish Nichus works with Doif and Akumah. If it works with Doif and Akumah, then why is it Shir Dalet Amos Be'emsa? So that's the main Nikud that I want to say, that apparently the Bahad holds you can have Doif and Akumah Be'emsa as well. And that works very well with the rate from last week, that the Shir Dalet Amos is not a Shir in the flexibility of the Doif. It's a Shir in the Chatzitzel. You can say Doif and Akumah as far as you want, but Doif and Akumah doesn't work when you have a Mabdu, a Chaitzitz Ma'oyim of Dalet Amos. And even so, therefore, Dalet Amos, even the Emsa, the only thing that goes into the Cheshbon, the only thing that goes into the Cheshbon of how much Chaytz Chatzitza do I have, is not the Schach Kosher at all, only the Schach Apostle, and if I have Pochus with Dalet Amos, Schach Apostle, I feel the Emsa, and I can say Doif Anakumba all the way. Of course, only in the Sukkah Gedolah, not in the Sukkah Tana, because in the Sukkah Tana, there's no room to say Doif Anakumba, because then you're going to be married, the Zion al Zion. Everything else is just the other Nikudas in the Bahad. So it comes out interesting, but here's the thing, it comes out now, if this Mahalach is correct. Now we have a machleik of Rav and Shmuel on the sugya. Not about whether you say Doif and Akumah or not. Everybody's going with Doif and Akumah. But about the parameters of Doif and Akumah, how exactly Doif and Akumah works. Shmuel says Doif and Akumah only works when it's sad. But Em says Dalet Tfachim. And Rav in Lishna Basra holds that Doif and Akumah works even by Emsa. That's a very big thing to say, and the child is, where is it? Is that Malum is anywhere in the sugya? The Gemara itself, there's no remnants to that. There's a machlokes in Gibri Doif and Akumah, or there's a machlokes about whether it's Chaytzis is Chaytzis, it's Chaytzis is not Chaytzis. It's called the Sosum B'Divrei HaGemara.
How could Rav say that Doif and Akumah is in the middle? Yeah. Right, you said earlier,
the Gemara
says that
Doif and
Akumah is the
Hel Sosum B'Chaytzis. It is the Hel Sosum B'Chaytzis. So look at the Mechitzim moves over. But it can move over very far. It can move over 10 miles, 100 miles, as far as you want, as long as you don't have a chatzitza stopping it. It's hilchas mechitza. The mechitza moves over.
It's the way, wasn't the hilch so that Doif and Akumah is Dalet Amos? That was
the
insert? Like all the other
hilchas? Oh, I don't know. The Doif and Akumah, the hilch is Doif and Akumah, as long as you know chatzitza chashuva, that you say that you can move over the mechitza. One thing I had said the other week was that if the shear of Dalet, if you hold, that's the machlekes between Rabban and Rabban Rabba. that the rabbi held that Schachpos is not a shir hafloga, and it's a shir in the Schachpos itself. You have to get rid of the Schachpos. So for that, a shir in the halach and the mechitza won't help. You have to get rid of the Schachpos. Or you need somehow. So that was okay, fine then. I don't know if you're chayzer from that. So these are shirim in the hafloga. The chatzitz is a shir. Even a shir hafloga is a shir in. Is a shir in the the chatzitz is chayzer between. Like the Ritva learned. The Ritva learned that it's a shir hafloga. Point to Rabbanu Rav, it's a shir hafloga, and yet there's dalet tvachem hafloga, gimel tvachem hafloga, there's different haflogas depending on what the substance is in the middle. Anyway, for the purposes of Hagam, I don't have to be sure of that anyway. So the question I'm raising is there a remez in the Gemara? I'm saying in the Chalkes Rav Shmuel and Gidrei Doifen Akuma, it would be desirable if there be some peg on which to hang it in the Gemara. I don't have, but it would be nice if there would be some place in the Gemara where I can say this is where it says in the Gemara that Rav Shmuel are arguing about Doifen Akuma, about Gidrei Doifen Akuma. So where in the Gemara could it possibly say? So I thought maybe the place in the Gemara where this is Merumas, the way the Bahag learned the Gemara, is in the Toshma by the Gemara by Shnei Stinim. Where's the Toshma? Shnei Stinim is Tachin. Shnei Nisorim is Tachin. Abayim and Nisorim is Stinim. So where's the Bishlam Alach Lishna Do Amarav Ben Beemtzah Ben Menatzad Be Arba Amos? Maybe if you hold the Shir Dalad Amos, my Mitzdarfin with Dalad Amos. El Alach Lishna Do Amarav Beemtzah Be Dalad. So then Hechidomis with Dalad. And so on and so forth. Gemara says, "My mistakim mistakim dalad amos menatzah." That's the Gemara. So I'm thinking, think like this. According to the Bahag, the emtsa of dalad amos is also mishum doifen akum. What we're learning now, Hoshe Shalim Gemara, without the Bahag, without everything I said today, is that dalad amos menatzah has nothing to do with doifen akum. So what I'm saying, Bishlamo, if you hold the Shir Dalad Amos for Emsa, so we're talking about Emsa, and you even start the Stinim to the Shir Dalad Amos. The Tzchak Posel has a Shir Dalad Amos, but if the Shir Dalad Tochem, so what do you even start? The Nesorim already Dalad Tochem, so what do you even start? What's the difference start? My answer is no. You didn't think about Doifen Akuma. We're talking about Doifen Akuma. Doifen Akuma is a Tzir from that Tzar. According to the Han, the Emsa is also Doifen Akuma. So whether we're talking about Tzara B'Emsa, we're talking about Doifen Akuma. So what's the Shaka Lataya? Versus Bishlam according to that Lashon that Rab says that the Shir is valid Tvachim, which is the Lishna Kama, like Shmuel and Rav are on the same page, the Shir is valid Tvachim. I'm sorry. Bishlam according to the Lashon. The Lishna Basav Rav, that the Shir is Dalad Amos, Doifen Akum of Dalad Amos, but the Emsa. So my Mitztarfin for the Doifen Akum of Dalad Amos. Elul Hach Lishna, that the Shir of Emsa is only Dalad Tochim. So wait, what's the Shir over here? So what's the answer? Leimitzichol Dalad Amos Menatzah. But it's strange. It's Doifen Akum regardless. The Machlokes Rav Shmuel, or the two Lishonos of Rav, is which Doifen Akum we're talking about? The Doifen Akum of Emsa or the Doifen Akum of Menatzar? It's Sosim and Gemara. So what does Gemara want? Bishlam according to the Gemara is saying Bishlam for Shir, Dalad Amos, the Emsa, is Doifen Akum of Emsa. So the Tzirif is the Doifen Akum. But according to the law, but if Doifen Akum is only Menatzar, so what's the Tzirif? And the answer is the Tzirif is the Doifen Akum of Menatzar. My car, my Kasova, the Soif, my Kasova, what's the Shakra Utari? So maybe the Shakra Utari is like this. Gemara held that Tzach Posel is not a Chaitzitz. Only Tzach Posel is a Chaitzitz. Let's say that's axiomatic. Tzach Posel is not a Chaitzitz. Tzach Posel is a Chaitzitz. So, Leman Domar, that the Shir Be'emtzah is Dalad Amos. That means that Doifen Akuma is limitless as far as the flexibility of the Doifen. The only thing that limits Doifen Akuma is the amount of Chaitzitzah. So Gemara says, oh, so now I understand Tzirif. The Nesorim are Mitzarif. To a chatzitzah, to a chaytzitz ma'od of Dalad Amos. It's a sheer chatzitzah. According to the Lashon, that the Emsa's got Dalad Tochum, so I don't even need Tzirif for Dalad Tochum. The Nesorim already Dalad Tochum. So what's the Tzirif? Minatzad, Doifanakuma, Minatzad. But if Doifanakuma is only Minatzad, that means the limitation of Dalai Lama is not a limitation of Mitzad the Chatzitza, it's a limitation of Mitzad the flexibility of the Doifan. So my Mistarfan, what's the Tzirf? We don't even need Tzirf. Of course Doifanakuma only goes to Dalai Lama, but it's not because of the Tzirf of the Sdinim, or the Tzirf of the Nisarim. It's because Be'etzim, the Doifan, is only flexible, Dalai Lama. This is really the question that he asked last week. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. With the question that I asked last week, what do you need a tzirf between the Sabinim? What do you need a tzirf between the Nesarim? Anyway, Doifanakuma can only extend Dalai Lamas. And I want to say that's the point of that, that's the Gemara's caption. Bishlama, Lahach Lishna, that Doifanakuma can go even to the Emsa Sukkah. Doifanakuma has no limits in its flexibility. The only limit is how much Chatzitza there is. So I understand the concept of tzirf, because you have to be mitzarif to Mashiach Chatzitza of Dalai Lamas. So my mitzvah for the Dalai Lama to defend the kum of Dalai Lama. But according to the other lashon of Rav, that Rav holds like Shmuel, that the sheer that you don't say defend the kum of Be'emsa, you only say defend the kum of Atzad. So that means that defend the kum, you can't say defend the kum as far as you want. Defend the kum can only go up to Dalai Lama from the defend. That's not a sheer in the chatzitza. That's a sheer already in the flexibility defend the kum itself. So where's the tzir? My mitzvah. What is the answer going to have to be? But it's certainly not like I said last week. That my mitzvah, you're right. In the long list, you don't even be seer. Just means in the mitzvah, my mitzvah from Dalai Lama's Minatzad means the way before Thursday shit. That means in the chanami. It doesn't mean literally that there's a tzir to a shir of chatzitza. It means that they're mitzvah, the mitzvah, that you can't say Doifan Akuma more than Dalai Lama's. And that will be the Nakudas of Machaikas. You could say differently that the Gemara's answer is that Tzchak Kosher is also a Chaitzitz, but that's a lot of reading the Gemara. So that's harder to read the Gemara. This is, I think, easier. That's the Gemara, that's the Shach Lodai. The Gemara thought that it's the Lamanda Umba, the Zayfan Akuma Be'emsa, so then it's telling the Shira Chatzitzo, so I understand what's the Tzirah. But the Manda Umba is only Zayfan Akuma Be'etzad, that means Zayfan Akuma Be'etzim can't go more than Dalai Lama's. So what's the Mitzarfin? The Gemara is the Nechanan, Mitzarfin of Dalai Lama's Be'etzad. That's what it means. The Mishnah means that they're Mitzarf. Not the mitzvahim love this to a shir in chatzitza. The mitzvahim mitzias that if you go more too far, then you can't say doifen akuma. So here already we'll say this nekuda this machlokes. That according to Rav, it's a shir chatzitza. Maybe it's doifen akuma even beemsa. Now Rav is a shir chatzitza. Maybe it's chayshes ma'ayim. Therefore, you say doifen akuma even beemsa. And according to Shmuel, according to the other lashon of Rav, then doifen akuma is only it's a shir in the doifen. How far can the doifen go? And then it's only Minatzad, not Be'emsa. And that's talking about Nekudas HaMachlokes. And the Bahar Paskas talk like the Lishna Basar Rav, the Doifan HaKumah is a Shir in the Chatzitza, the Mele is Doifan HaKumah Afilu Be'emsa. Okay, that's basically what I want to say today. You know, I'm just going to tell you a kash from Rav Meir Simcha, just to think about it. And next time, Mr. Shem, next time I guess is tomorrow. We'll talk about that kash. And also, I want to go on to the love of Bethsaida.
Yeshiva CM tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. We're going to share it one. If that's okay by you guys. 1:30. Would that work for you?
There's three people speaking.
So let's say 1:30. That's okay, you guys are flexible enough.
I'll try to find out what
to. Let me know. Yeah, that would be better for me. Wednesday's hard for me to come in. I'd rather just come in tomorrow and just work around the scene. I guess I could see you at 11 if that's better for you. Hard for me, but I could do that. Yes, listen, I just want to tell you a kasha from Rav Simcha, there's something to think about. And basically tomorrow I want to go on to a love of dance and the run and so on. But it's still kind of attached like this. Nothing to do with talking about the next time attached. Most Rishonim and Paschim are not like the Bahag. That the Sheet and that the Halacha is like Shmuel, like the Mishnah Kamav Rav. That the Shir Behemz is Dalat Tvachim. That's the Halacha Shulchan Aruch for sure, that the Shir is Kan Fossil Behemz is Dalat Tvachim. That's when the Kum is only Basak. The Ramban says the Raya will pass in that way. Says the Ramban is because according to the Madomer that the Shir Dalat Am is Afilu Behemza, then there's no need for the Halacha of Doif and Akumu, not like the Zrayim I'm saying today in the Mahat. The Ramban assumes that Doif and Akumu is only Menasah. So Ramban says, according to Madomer that the Shir Behemza is Dalat Am, that means there's no din of Doif and there's no need for the din of Doif and Akumu. But we have all these Gemara about Doif and Akumu, by this, we have a Gemara about Doif and Akumu, and we have a Gemara about Doif and Akumu by Mechitzin and after Tavol. A lot of Gemara are talking about Doif and Akumu. Where they get Doif and Akumu? There's no need for Doif and Akumu. Doif and Akumu, not just where they get it. Where they got it, maybe they just knew about it. But what's the need for Doif and Akumu? There's never a need for the din of Doif and Akumu since Chach Posel Dalai Ramas is since any of Dalai Ramas is not a Posel. So who cares? Who needs Doif and Akumu? That's the Kash there about. So Meir Simcha says he has a case that you need Doif and Akumu even though it's Chach Posel is with Dalai Ramas. He has a case that you can have a Doif, that the Doif and Akumu will be relevant even though Chach Posel is with Dalai Ramas. What's his case? So what if you have a case of a sukkah that's chamsa meruba mitzilasa? But if you say doif and akumo, it'll become tzilasa meruba mechamasa. Mashal, you have a case of like the Gemara's case in Nesru Upsal, Nesru Upsal. But unlike in the case of the Gemara, where it's 50-50, the case of the Gemara, it starts off two Nesarim on the side, Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, and then you come to get two Psals. So then it's 50-50. He says, what if you have a case where you have one side starts Nesar, the other side starts Psal. With Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, Nesar. No, I'm sorry, same case in the Lord, but instead of having two Psals by Emsa, it just keeps going Nesar Psal, Nesar Psal, all the way to the end. Nesser Psal, Nesser Psal, Nesser Psal, Nesser Psal, Nesser Psal, Nesser. What? So one second, but all the Chach Posels are less than Bimel, they're less than Dalat Tvachim. All the Chach Posels are less than Dalat Tvachim. So there's no problem with Chach Posel, right? That's where they're. All the Chach Posels are less than Dalat Tvachim. Or less than Bimel Tvachim, that wouldn't even matter. So there's no problem with Chach Posel, the answer, because they're all Pachashmi Kashir. But Sach Hakol, it's Chamsa Meruba Mitzilosa. There's more Nessels, there's one more Nessel than you have Psal. Here the sheer of Dalai Lama is not going to help me at all. You could have, it doesn't help me over here that there's no Schach Fossil Pachas more than Dalai Lama. All the Schach Fossil is less than Dalai Lama. So what? But it's Chamsa Mitzilosa. Chamsa Mitzilosa is a different soul. But if you say Daifan Akuma, there you can adjust your Doif and Akum in such a way that you should bring it down to 50-50. Very poshut, you just take off one of the nesses with Doif and Akum. Well, that's all you need, because all you need is 50-50. We pass in 50-50 is good enough. So you need to get rid of one nesser. You need to get rid of one nesser, because otherwise Kamsur Mitzilasa. So for that, I'll say Doif and Akum. So he says, oh, you need the halacha of Doif. The Ramban said that Doif and Akum is moot. If the Shir is Dalai Lama, then Doif and Akum is a dead letter. Who needs ever Doif and Akum? Focus with Dalai Lama's is kosher anyway. This is not true. Here you have a case, not even a complicated case. Here you have a case where Doif and Akumu is very important. So at least the Gemara Davov is not sure. The Gemara says a hilkus of Doif and Akumu if the case is like this. That's your Meir Simcha's Kaddish. Yeah, something to think about.